Pittsburgh Steelers fans, what's going on? This is Jeff Hartman, senior editor of BehindTheSteelCurtain.com, with you for another episode of the Pittsburgh Steelers training camp recap. That is right. They are back to work. The Steelers were not at the UPMC Rooney Sports Complex on the south side of Pittsburgh. They were at Heinz Field. And this was not the first practice where the Steelers had fans in attendance. This was just the first practice at Heinz Field. Tomorrow, Wednesday, is when the Pittsburgh Steelers will host fans for the very first time in training camp since 2019 at St. Vincent College. And it will be fun. It'll be fun for a lot of reasons. For those that don't know, the media is restricted on what they can and cannot say as it pertains to what they see at training camp. So, for instance, let's say that Chase Claypool has a huge diving catch down the sideline for a touchdown, and it's a beautiful play. Not only can the media not film it, they can't talk about it. It is completely null and void unless a player or coach brings it up themselves. Now, when there's fans in attendance, because clearly fans are going to be tweeting, they're going to be taking video, all that stuff on their own, the media can then tweet and do things like that and talk about what's going on in practice. So that's something that Steeler fans, at least for me, I had become very accustomed to that based on the fact that when they were at St. Vincent College, there were maybe five practices total throughout all of training camp where people weren't there. And so you always got reports. You always got the big play and who was playing well and the skirmishes and the scuffles. And you're just really restricted on what kind of information is given. But nonetheless, Wednesday is the first day, so I'm excited for that. I'm sure that a lot of people are as well. Let's get to what happened on Tuesday. There was not a lot of news coming out of camp on Tuesday with a day off. On Monday, you would almost expect them to have kind of like a mini ramp up before pads. They're not going to go ridiculously heavy. That's going to be Wednesday. Can't stress that enough. That is going to be the day where you're going to see a lot of those famous back-on-backers drill and things like that, where the pads will be popping for the first time in this 2021 season. But let's talk about some of the news that went down. The tight ends were in front of the media for the first time. We're talking about Eric Ebron and Pat Freiermuth. And Eric Ebron said that the tight end rooms, they have a nickname now, and they're calling them the Badasses. Pardon my French, but that's his words, not mine. And he said that that came from the new tight end coach, Alfredo Roberts. And Ebron said, quote, "Tight ends, we should be badasses. We should block badass. We should be able to run badass routes, and we should be able to score on anybody in a badass way." So that's Eric Ebron explaining why the tight ends have this new mentality, this new mindset entering the 2021 season. We'll have more on Ebron here in a second. Probably the biggest news, if you want to call it news, was the fact that Ben Roethlisberger was not at practice at all. I mean, he had been given days off, but he was not even present. Mike Tomlin said that he gave him an excuse for personal reasons. He should be back on Wednesday, and that's when the pads come out, and so I'm sure Ben will have a full practice on Wednesday in front of fans. If you're looking for an injury update, because J.C. Hasenauer has been banged up, B.J. Finney has left practice most recently, Antoine Brooks Jr. on Sunday, he had a minor injury, that's what it was labeled. Mike Tomlin kind of gave an injury update, but remember, folks, he does not have to give any updates at all in the preseason. Not until the regular season does he have to put out, the Steelers organization has to put out an official injury report. But here's what Tomlin said. Had a number of guys that missed some work for a variety of reasons, most of which we've been talking about. He said, "I gave Ben Roethlisberger the day off for personal reasons. He's been excused by me. We look forward to getting him back tomorrow. Other guys that are working their way back, getting back to us, we'd expect those guys to be back in a short number of days." So there you have it from the head coach himself, Mike Tomlin. Speaking of Pat Freiermuth and the tight ends, he was asked, can he block? He's already shown his athleticism. He's already shown his ability to catch the ball, run good routes. He said, quote, "It's hard to show you can block with only helmets on. My job is to make catches and block ends and block linebackers. I've had a good couple days, but the real work starts tomorrow and the pads go on and I've got to prove I can block defensive ends." So Pat Freiermuth, I mean, he sounds like a pretty humble kid. We'll put it that way. So In Ebron, during his session, he was asked basically, or he was asked about, hey, you know, what do you think about, what do you think about, like, run blocking? He said, look, they don't, they being the Steelers, they don't draft a running back in the first round to have our tight ends not block. So in other words, when they drafted Najee Harris first overall, we have to understand we are going to block. And he was then given a follow-up question, which was, how do you feel like you blocked last season? And do you have to become a better blocker? Here's what he said. Quote, absolutely. I feel that was something we were all terrible at last year, as you saw in a lull in the running game period. As a complete unit, offensive line and tight ends, I feel like we all should do better, including myself. Yeah, if you want to get paid and you want to perform and you want to be amongst the best, you've got to be able to block. Yeah, that's a pivotal part of our focus this year. And so Eric Ebron, along with the tight end group, are really putting that emphasis on blocking, on improving the running game. It's Alfredo Roberts, the new tight ends coach. We've heard it from Matt Canada, from Adrian Clem, and we've heard it all the way up the coaching staff and even to Art Rooney II, team president. They are focused on blocking and getting the running game going. We'll see if that plays out or not. And I think tomorrow, Wednesday, is going to be a step in that direction, one way or the other. We will be here for you no matter what to talk about the Pittsburgh Steelers, the training camp practice it was. If you're curious what their schedule is this week, the Steelers don't really make this public. I don't feel like it's that big of a deal to tell you, but I will anyways. When you're looking at the practice schedule this week, they practice Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and they are off on Sunday. So that means that you will be getting a lot of Jeff Hartman this week. Some might say, ugh, that's horrible, and some might say, yay, I love Jeff. Doesn't matter. I'm going to be here no matter what. So make sure you check out my Let's Ride podcast tomorrow, Wednesday, as well as the Training Camp Recap podcast later in the afternoon and evening. And make sure BehindTheSteelCurtain.com is your one-stop shop for all things Pittsburgh Steelers as they get ready for this training camp, this preseason, and eventually the 2021 regular season. Wherever you get your podcasts, search Steelers or Behind the Steel Curtain so you can not just get my podcast, but also the Live Mic in the Morning, Dave Schofield's podcast, and a whole slew of other shows that you can only get on their podcast platform. All right, folks, that does it for me. I'll see you tomorrow with another training camp recap. In the meantime, be safe, be kind, and God bless. Have a good day. Go Steelers.